This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Day 12 on the Colorado River. The river rolls on. It's a sort of quiet, low-key day, but there's a great stop coming up today. We do a couple of short little stops, first at Shinumu Creek and then at Walthenburg Canyon for some quick little side explorations. But the thrill of the day is definitely going to be Elves Chasm. Elves Chasm off the South Rim is legendary, and I haven't been there previously. I've been above it and east of it and west of it, but it's a spot I've somehow not made it to. And sure enough, it's gorgeous. We climb around, and Linda climbs up behind the chalkstone and jumps into the pool. It's a little chilly at this point. We're getting towards the end of October, and it's shady here. No one else is real interested in getting soaked. Herb and Huck and Kathy all crawl under a precipice at the top of a bluff to get into the upper alcove. I've climbed up on the west side to get into the upper portion, and as we leave, I see the game trails that head downriver. And it seems we're to camp just another 3/4 miles downriver on the same left bank. So I say, I'm going to walk. I'm going to meet you down at camp and follow the sheep trails. And of course, I'm halfway down that 3/4 mile before everybody's in the boats and shoving off. And I give a hoot and wave from above as they're coming by. The bench that I'm walking along undulates in and out with small drainages coming down from my left. And the trail braids. It's a game trail, so sometimes a branch goes down, sometimes a branch goes up. It's obvious the sheep are active in this area. And sure enough, at one point, I notice a few ridges further to the west, a bighorn ram heading my direction on one of these game trails. And so I kind of time it. When he goes into a dip between the ridges, I move around my ridge and up to the lee side of the next and watch. Just my head peeking over the ridge, watch for his progress. And I time it so that he comes around a ridge to meet me face to face, just 10 feet away. And he freezes. He's a little startled to see me, but certainly not terribly fearful. And we wait on each other and look at each other. It can't be more than a few seconds, but it certainly feels like a very long time before he cocks his head sideways and scrambles up the slope to a different game trail, giving me right away, avoiding me. The crew is pulling in at the beach, another 1/4 mile downstream, and I can see them. I don't want to leave them to unload the boats. And I have a bit of a challenge finding my way down the last 20 feet of bluff. I will admit there was one move there that, if I wasn't sure it was the only way, I would not have gone that way. But I go that way. I'm back with the crew. It's time to unload and make dinner and have another beautiful night under the stars. Looking forward to you having a beautiful night under the stars. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.